This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day. When I say the word treasure, you might rightly think of a big old wooden box whose lid is open that overflows with everything from gold coins and silver necklaces to engraved goblets and brightly colored gems. Wouldn't it be great to have all that? But there is a better treasure, far better. Jesus spoke of it when he said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where none of these things happen." What Mary did after her son, the Lord Jesus Christ's birth, shows us just this. Luke shows us Mary's treasure and her treasure chest. As he twice says, Mary treasured all these statements, pondering them in her heart. Jesus' mother treasured all these statements in her heart. What was Mary's treasure? It was the words written and statements said about Jesus. That is the repeated feature of Luke 1 and 2. The angel Gabriel about Mary's miraculous conception and Jesus' virgin birth. The shepherds about the angel's news of Jesus. Simeon and his prophecy about Jesus, and then again Jesus himself, that he knew at 12 years old that he was the Messiah and was thus in his father's house, not Joseph's, where they wanted him to be going, but in God's house, the temple. The word of God and what it said about Jesus was Mary's treasure. She treasured the word because she treasured her son. And because she treasured her son, she treasured all words about him. And so too every lover and servant of God. Does that include you? Mary put that treasure, gold coins, silver jewels, engraved goblets, sparkling gems of God's word about the son, into her heart. That was her treasure chest. It is the only appropriate place to put what is most valuable to you as a Christian. Because if it's there, then no one, nothing, can break in or steal. As a psalm says, "I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches." Is that where Christ is, friend? Is that where his word is for you? Is he and his word a great pearl of great price that you sell the whole field to buy it? Buy this truth and sell it not. It's heavenly treasure. It was Mary's treasure. Is it your treasure? According to God's word, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day.